Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm just not going to get tired of that music, but I'm going to have to stop playing it at some point. Last night was the night. After 12 weeks and countless lifts and twists, the remaining couples took to the floor for the final time before the winner of Dancing with the Stars 2022 was announced. It was neck and neck with the judges throughout the entire show, but there had to be one winner on the night, and retired national hunt jockey Nina Carberry and Pasquale La Rocca have been crowned Dancing with the Stars champions 2022. They are in studio with me now. Guys, you a bit tired?
No, I'm very tired. I am very tired. Oh,
Nina, how late was it?
Not too bad.
Come on, tell me the truth.
It was after 12 anyway.
It was definitely not a Cinderella moment.
No.
She danced the whole night.
Every time
I was looking at her, she was like, woo.
I came down the stairs into RT Radio and I was like, oh my God, thank God I don't have to train tonight. My feet are killing me.
Nina, like, what a night. I was just saying to you off air there, I'm tired this morning and I didn't dance yesterday. It was an intense day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an absolutely privilege to be a part of the final. Like, oh my goodness, the quality of the dancing last night was just amazing. From Jordan, Ellen and Erica, weren't they? I just thought they were class, and looking at them, that would drive you on as well, you know, because like the competitiveness, everybody was there. It was just an incredible show. I hope everyone enjoyed it at home.
I think everybody, like anyone I've spoken to, has said watching it, what was so good about it was so many people thought they didn't know whose it could have been.
Exactly.
And that makes for a really interesting show for a viewer, because you're kind of left in suspense for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you feel when the four of you were standing out there at the end that it could have been yours?
Didn't have a clue, to be honest, Lottie. Like, there was so, it was, as I said, it was just so, the standard was so high. Like, every one of us danced so well. Do you know, that probably didn't need to be a winner, you know what I mean? Because we all danced and we all gave it our all, you know? But yeah, no, it was just brilliant to be part of it. And yeah, it was just brilliant.
What's the whole thing been like for you, Nina?
Oh, it's as you know yourself, Lottie, it's such a roller coaster. The emotions of it all, trying to learn a dance every week within the 5 days, and then you're getting rehearsed on camera on the Saturday, and that's so nerve wracking because, you know, you're in the costume and it's a magical experience. I can't explain it, but I'm just so happy I've done it.
Would you do it again?
No, probably not. No, but I was like so happy I done it and gave it my all, but I don't think I could put myself through it again.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, like your body, mentally, it was hard on me, obviously with the kids and Ted, and you know, it was a lot of time gone out of my life, and I'm glad I gave it my 100% and I didn't have any regrets, and a brilliant experience.
That was what you were saying to me last night. I got to speak to the two of you after you lifted the trophy, and you said a big thing for you was you just didn't want to have any regrets.
Yeah, and I to be honest, I don't have any regrets now, but at the start I was probably thinking, yeah, I'll give it a go, see how I get on, and when I started I have to actually go more, you know what I mean? So yeah, that was it for me.
Pasquale, what point was it during rehearsals where you thought Nina was in with a shot?
Well, it was obviously a middle competition where I started to feel that obviously Nina started to believe in herself. She was working really hard and the confidence built up, and you know, there was, yeah, you know, it gave me a lot of boosts, you know, to work even harder, and it paid off at the end. So,
it's such a good point that it doesn't matter really how much confidence you have in Nina. It really changes when she has the confidence in herself. That's when, I think that's what the game changer is.
Yeah,
absolutely. I say to her since the beginning, you know, I made her a promise. I say, like, you will never step on the dance floor without feeling comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
And that was the goal for me. Like, I wanted her to enjoy the performances and not be nervous about remembering steps or whatever. Like, I always wanted to be you know, super on top of it.
And for you, this is a huge moment as well, because I think a lot of people think, oh, he's won back-to-back series now, he's won two, but you haven't. This is the third, because you won in Belgium, then we won 2 years ago, and now you've won with Nina. And the reason that is such a big deal is because in the entire franchise of Dancing with the Stars, that's never been done by any professional.
Yes, it is a very special moment, I'm not going to lie. I still haven't realised it, to be honest. I started this journey with Dancing with the Stars 3 years ago. And, you know, after being performing in theatre for so many years, I wanted to experience something different, so that's why I stepped in television shows. And, you know, since then, I haven't stopped. It has been so rewarding. And obviously, I have to thank you ladies as well, because you've been amazing partners. And yeah, such an incredible moment. I still can't believe it.
And you had your parents in the audience last night.
Yes,
what was it like to have them watch that moment?
Oh, listen, the most supportive parents I could ask for. Like, they're always there, no matter in which country I am. You know, they don't speak English, so they were trying, you know, just trying to understand and enjoying the show. And, you know, every time I'll do something anywhere in the world, they will be there for me. So it's incredible.
And Nina, what about your family? Because I know last night you were surprised with the most gorgeous clip from your girls. I was nearly in tears looking at it myself. And then when they called your names, the first thing I thought was, her two little girls must be at home losing their minds.
It was amazing, yeah, to see them on the clip last night. I started crying, to be honest. And when Rosie said, keep it a secret, it's Mother's Day. Oh, it breaks my heart. Yeah, no, they've been incredible. They've been such great little supporters as well. Like, Holly would wake up beside me and go, Mummy, you're a great dancer. Yeah, and you know, like, for that to happen is just incredible. And I'm just delighted that they'll have something to... They won't remember me as a jockey, they'll remember me as a dancer.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, like, mental, you know? So, yeah, I'm delighted. They've enjoyed every single dance as well, and they love going back watching them. So I'm absolutely thrilled for them as well.
What's the biggest thing you think you'll take from the show?
Confidence, to be honest, Lottie. I lacked confidence going into the show.
And really?
Completely.
I think people be surprised to hear that.
Yeah,
because
I'm a very shy person, you know, and it really terrified me going out for the quick step, to be honest. I was terrified. And Pasquale gave me all the confidence that I had, like, you know, and yeah, definitely I've grown in confidence, to be honest.
I think that's like, what an incredible gift for somebody to take away from 12 weeks of a show to be able to walk away saying that you're a different person with confidence. Like, it's hard to describe to people, I think, the impact the show has on you. It's very, like, I remember afterwards, it took me a few months to come down from the bubble of it. And I think people thought, what's wrong with her? Like, why can't... It's hard to describe.
It is very hard, because every week you're coming into another new dance and you're learning the whole time, and you have to get to this level by the Sunday, you know what I mean? And if not, then, like, you know, it's an incredible journey. And as you said, it's so hard to describe, but it's an amazing experience.
So what's the plan now?
Go back and ride out in the morning and muck out again. That's just my life. I just love horses and that's my life. I can't wait to get stuck back into it again. I haven't left it, obviously. I've been doing it all the time, but obviously my focus is fully back on the horses again.
Are you ready to sleep?
Yeah, thank God, yeah. I can't wait.
And Pasquale, what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to take a little break, which is, exciting for me. I need my body in pieces. And then I'm going to start a new exciting project very soon in England. And it's going to be another show.
Can you tell us anything about it?
I can't say, actually, but it's going to be more behind the scenes, you know, on the creative side, choreographing as well. So I'm very excited for that.
Well, guys, the glitter ball couldn't have gone to a better person, Nina. I'm so delighted for you, because as somebody who was a part of the show from the beginning, I saw such a change in you over the weeks, and it was just, it's so wonderful to see. I love seeing how much it can affect people and the message that you're then sending out to other mothers, that they can
do anything they want to do if they put their mind to it, isn't it? Like, that's what I feel. I don't know, Lottie, like,
I just think that that's an amazing thing to do, because when you... I don't know, as somebody who's only become a mum after the show, I don't know how you did it with two kids.
I know. It was very difficult, I'm not going to lie. My husband has a lot to be thanked for, because I wouldn't have done it without him and his support, to be honest, because he was minding them most of the time, as well as the girls that were helping me, Melda and Jolima, for babysitting as well.
But like, look what the gift you've given your girls.
I know.
That they saw their mum doing that, yeah. And how strong you were in achieving your goals. Yeah. And it's just, I think it's a beautiful gift, yeah, to be able to give to them. There's so many fabulous messages, yeah, coming in for you. Nina is so modest, such a beautiful person. Our house was so happy last night when she won. So happy for Nina. She was the winner from day one and went on the greatest journey. Nina, will you keep dancing?
I will, definitely. And the girls will too. They love it too. So I can't wait to watch them.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks,
you
guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.